Today, we continue our investigation of the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum robbery, the largest art heist in history. In the latest episode of the WBUR Boston Globe podcast, Last Seen, we're focusing on the FBI investigation and who the authorities think might have trafficked the art. Joining us now, our senior producer and reporter for Last Seen, Kelly Horan. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Bob.
And a first-time hello to senior reporter Jack Rodolico. Good morning, Jack.
Morning to you.
So, in past episodes, Kelly, we've looked at what happened during the Gardner heist, whether it could have been an inside job or have some connections to Boston mobsters. And this week, as we said, you look into the FBI's investigation of the heist.
Well, that's right. And what we've discovered is that the FBI investigation has been very close-lipped. The FBI declined our interview requests. In the last time that they spoke publicly about the heist was in 2013. That was 5 years ago. They called it a final chapter, and we think that's been a pretty long final chapter. And so we just don't know what we don't know, but we do know what they said 5 years ago, and that's the sort of jumping off point for this episode.
All right, so let's listen to some of that 2013 news conference now. What you're going to hear is the agent in charge of the Boston FBI office back then, Richard DeLaurier.
For the first time, we can say with a high degree of confidence, we've determined that in the years since the theft, the art was transported to Connecticut and to the Philadelphia area. For example, recently, we determined that approximately a decade ago, some of the art was brought to Philadelphia, where it was offered for sale.
Kelly, how did the FBI come to that conclusion?
That's exactly what we wanted to know. They mentioned Connecticut. They mentioned Philadelphia. They don't mention Maine, but that's, in fact, where we begin this episode, because there was a lead that came in both to the FBI and to the Gardner Museum, separate leads, different informants who said, you want to check out not just this house, but a hiding space in this house. The art was there.
And they're talking about a house in Maine.
They're talking about a house in Maine. And so we know that that house was found, that house was checked. There was no art found, but the hiding space that had been described was found. The former owner of that house, a man named Bobby Guarenti, was said to have given two paintings in a Maine parking lot to another guy named Bobby Gentile. It is believed that Bobby Gentile trafficked the art to Philadelphia. At least that was the working premise that the FBI was going on.
So, Jack, you went to Philadelphia to look into all this, and you talked to law enforcement officials. What'd you find?
What I found was retired federal prosecutors and retired FBI agents who did not believe the Boston FBI's story, and they just looked me straight in the face and said, if something this valuable had been on the black market in the hands of mobsters in this city, who they say were not the most sophisticated kind of guys, they would have found out about it when they were pressuring them because they got them on drug deals, on murders, on extortion. The counterparts of the Boston FBI in Philadelphia don't believe the story that the FBI stood at a podium and told the world.
So, Jack, you looked into Bobby Gentile, a person long thought to be connected to the Gardner Museum heist in some way. What'd you find?
So Bob Gentile is a Connecticut mobster, and what we know is that he had ties to mobsters in Boston, and he had ties to mobsters in Philadelphia. And he was never really a part of the Gardner investigation until that house in Maine that Kelly mentioned. And the widow of the individual who owned that house said, my husband Bobby gave the paintings to this other Bobby, Bobby Gentile. And ever since then, the FBI has put tremendous pressure on Bobby Gentile. They have set him up on a sting twice, and he's sitting in prison right now till the end of this year, in which he will get out again at the age of about 82. To this day, Anthony Amore, the head of security, told us that he firmly believes Bobby Gentile knows something about the Gardner art and that he's sitting on that information.
Kelly, after you looked into the Philadelphia lead, what do you think? FBI on the right trail or not?
I think they thought they were on the right trail, but no one down in Philadelphia on either side of the law was able to confirm this. There was a reporter down there who knows the Philadelphia mob inside and out, and he said, look, these guys couldn't even unload a Lamborghini at one point. What are they going to do with masterpieces? Impossible. So we don't think that this big reveal from 2013 really holds any water.
A lot more on this in the latest episode of the podcast, Last Seen. Kelly Horan, senior producer and reporter, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome.
Same to you, Jack Rodolico, senior reporter of Last Seen.
Thank you for having us.
Next week on WBUR's Morning Edition, we have a new lead in the Gardner investigation, French gangsters in Miami. You can download the first 5 episodes of Last Scene on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. To listen on our website or for instructions on how to download a podcast, visit WBUR.org/Last Scene.
Funding for Last Scene is provided by ADT. ADT 24/7 monitoring, designed and installed for you. For more information, visit ADT.com. And by Samuel Adams, Sam Adams Boston Lager, brewed with 100% heirloom hops. SamuelAdams.com, Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor responsibly.